It's been a great ride. We've enjoyed all of those 40 years, but 40 years is enough time. It's time to write the next chapter in my wife and my life, and see a little more of the grandkids, spend a little more time with my dad before his years are up.
So a lot of personal reasons, I certainly understand that. Still going to maintain residence here in Chelan, or will you be relocating?
Right now we plan on staying here. Got some more renovation work on the house we're working on there. So no immediate plans, and I got 10 months to figure out what the long-range picture will be for us. But we love Chelan. We've enjoyed our 10 years here. And out of the 40 years in the fire services, it's got to be the most rewarding place to work.
What about the state of Chelan Fire District 7?
Well, I'd tell you, the department is solid. It's a good organization, and we've been fairly financially responsible with all the funds, so we're really actually in pretty good shape. But that money's not going to last forever. Everything we have done and accomplished since I arrived in 2009 has been off a fire levy lid lift that passed in 2006. At that time, when I got here, we analyzed the budget and where we're at, and we figured we could get through 2016 before we had to get to a levy lid lift to maintain the current operation of the department. Through different grants that we've came up with, I think it's $6.2 million that we've brought in over the years, large fires that we've worked and got paid for, the 1% increase in new construction has given us enough revenue to press out to 2019. But it's not going to last forever. So sooner or later, in the next probably 3 to 4 years, the board is going to have to come back to voters just to maintain the current operation, let alone any improvements. And that doesn't include replacing apparatus. That's just maintaining the personnel we have, our volunteer programs, and the type of emergency response we deliver. Like I said, the organization's healthy. We've got a good core of volunteers, good core of career staff. Finances are solid for the time being, and will carry us for a few years forward, but they won't last forever, and we're going to need the community support.
Of course, you still have some time to work, still some time on the job. Any idea how they'll begin the recruitment process for a new chief?
Not yet. We'll be talking about that in the upcoming long-range plans, but I would anticipate in the fall they'll advertise, they'll go through a selection process, and hopefully identify who they're going to appoint as their new fire chief by the end of the year.